September is Children's Good Manners Month, and Rita Smith has a most polite rediscovery for us.
September is Children's Good Manners Month. I suppose that to children it seems like every month is Good Manners Month, considering how they are regularly reminded about their manners. Although humor has crept into 20th century manners books for children, the 19th century manners books took themselves quite seriously. When I look at some of the older books, I wonder whether they were ever actually read by a child. One such book published in 1877 has the title Behaving or Papers on Children's Etiquette. When I saw the title, I assumed this was a book for adults on children's manners. It has something of an academic ring to it. But it is a book for children, primarily girls, between the ages of 10 and 15. Apparently it did belong to a child because there is a child's book plate on the front flyleaf, but there is little indication that it was ever read by a child. It is in excellent shape. There are no scribbles, notations, torn pages or folded corners, no flowers or notes slipped between the pages, no damage to the spine. From the outside, it isn't something that would attract a child's eye. A picture of two children at the seaside is stamped in black on the brown front cover. There are no other pictures in the book. Inside, the typeface is small, and whole paragraphs take up one page. In the text, the author speaks directly to the reader, using the word don't a lot. Don't be putting your elbows into my side as you button yourself to me to look at the last wide awake when it comes from the post office. Don't be peeping into people's letters, or staring at a new dress or a mark on anyone's face. I find some of the text entertaining, but I doubt if the author meant it to be entertaining, or if children would have found it so. I particularly enjoyed the discussion of nicknames. Don't use uncouth nicknames, the author writes, such as Toot for Gertrude. Besides making one think of a fish horn, it isn't in the least like the name it is taken for. The worst and most sickishly silly of all nicknames is Mamie for Mary. Are names any sweeter for being spoken as toothless babes might mumble them in trying to talk? Don't make dumplings out of your friends' names. With an ambiguous title, an uninviting physical appearance, small print, and no pictures, plus the pristine condition of the book and the didactic tone of the text, my guess would be that this is one of those old children's books which has survived because it wasn't read to death. It is a cultural artifact from the last century, which presents a picture of the attitudes and writing habits of adults rather than the actual reading habits of children. An adult definitely wrote it, but the evidence is slim on whether a child ever actually read it.